The Founders Live Podcast tells unique and inspiring stories of entrepreneurship from all over the world. Be sure to join thousands of entrepreneurs on founderslive.com. Now, quick word from our sponsors before we get started.
Hey everyone, Nick here. Real quick to share with you a few new things that are happening in Founders Live that you need to know about. Check out our new global community, The Arena. You can find it at arena.founderslive.com. You can find a number of new channels to connect with others, find exclusive content, and really learn how to be a world-class entrepreneur. Within that, you can find our new levels of value of membership within Founders Live. We have the Insider membership and the Professional. The Founders Live Insider membership, you can, you know, really be on the inside, find all that great new content and really have awesome experiences. And then the Professional, you can really, really grow. So these are the people that really want to grow as an entrepreneur. You're out there, you want to maximize your startup and business success. And this is including the recently launched Founders Live Academy that has courses, trainings, and awesome content to help you become the best entrepreneur that you can. And lastly, check out our events. There should be things happening around you, as well as if you want to launch Founders Live in your city, just reach out to us at expand.founderslive.com. All right, everyone, enjoy the podcast. What do we got coming up next?
So, you know what? Usually at this point in the show, we bring on a special guest. We've had Founders Live partners. We've had all kinds of people come through. Today, we are going to talk to you because you've got an interesting story to tell. You spent the past couple years, moving around. You went on a big tour in 2019. COVID kind of had you a little bit grounded, and then you found a way to move around even within that. And now it's 2022 and you're on to the next adventure. So let's get on and talk about what you've been going through. This is really fun, and I wish I could be with you, but you know, it's kind of cool that you're out there in Bandung, Indonesia. I'm here in Seattle, Washington. We're running the show from the cloud. So I've got a whole list of questions I'm dying to ask, and well, let's just get on with it, right? Starting out, what makes you take these tours? What calls you to the road? You're a CEO, you got plenty to do already. Now you throw, travel, international travel, not just domestic. There's a whole bunch of other things that come with that. So tell us why go through all this trouble? What's the tour? Where are you going right now?
Yeah, and we'll share a visual here in a second, the map and everything that's happening this summer. But why do I do this? I've made it a habit now since Founders Live is in so many cities around the world, and we bring on city leaders and we bring on teammates from various parts of the world, and when we meet them, you meet them now too, and we meet them all virtually. And so part of why I do this is to really go see the world and also go meet our Founders Live city leaders in all these various cities that they're in around the world. And to really build that, as a leader, I need to be able to go to them, meet them in their community, meet them in their world, and, spend human time, one-on-one time together versus just having these calls via Zoom. So number one, it's an ability to continually grow, the Founders Live team by meeting people face to face and seeing their world and their life and working with them one-on-one and all that. Secondly, now that we're able to get back in in-person events, and that's starting to happen around the world, there's gatherings and events that happen when I'm in these various cities. So it's obviously an opportunity for me to see, to go to a Founders Live event in person, meet the people and really just experience that we otherwise, obviously over the pandemic, we were doing these virtual events. So that means that we could pop into any event, but it wasn't the same. you know, so to be able to be in an actual, see what it's like in Indonesia, or, you know, previously I was in, you know, countries in Africa or countries in South America. And thirdly, I can tell you that the probably the biggest thing about this is, you know, it makes you a better human being. And I can talk about the challenges in a second, but it's not easy to travel, and it's not easy to be in a city that is totally different language. You know, some a very, I would say 5 to 10% of the things you see, banners or signs or menus or anything, is in English. No, 1% to 5% of the people speak English.
So so how good is your you know, there's a lot of dialects in Indonesia, tons of islands, tons of different languages. How do you, I'm guessing you don't have any of that language capability in your tool belt there.
No. You know, look, I don't speak Indonesian. That was just something that was going to be, you know, I assumed and knew that this is part of the deal here, is that, you know, I don't speak Indonesian. There are many different dialects I'm learning with just the, as I interact with people, that, you know, each area, each island has developed their own language. And, you know, Indonesian as a language is kind of the generalized, accepted actual language. But there is many different dialects that, you know, some people can not even communicate, you know, if they're speaking their native language. So been amazing on that. But it's been hard. And you just, you know, basically when you're out, you know, at a restaurant or trying to interact with someone, you know, it seems like they can do enough English to get through and serve me, or, you know, I'm just pointing at things. Right. So it is what it is. And then, you know, hey, translate, by the way, Google Translate, even just being able to pull up Google Translate, and typing something in, and then it translates to Indonesian, and then you just show them, is actually the way to do it, you know? So
awesome. Yeah. So given that language thing, what made you choose Southeast Asia with all the other places you could have gone? I know you've been, just said you went to South America and Africa. What's the draw in Southeast Asia for us, for you?
Yeah. So, you know, when you look at this map, this is the set forth map for the tour this year. Over the last year and a half, we launched roughly, it's about 20, I think the number maybe is about 22 cities in Indonesia over the last year and a half. So obviously this is not all the cities that we're in over in Indonesia and Southeast Asia, but our city leader, or essentially our regional leader, Mike Venturi, has done such a great job of expanding Founders Live throughout the Indonesian country. And you look at this, and so, you know, as we started to have activity in this region of the world, again, I just said, I got to get down there. I want to meet the founders. I want to meet these people. And what's most important is that what is, you know, learning and understanding what entrepreneurship is in a country like Indonesia. I'm not here making any assumptions as I don't, whatever, you know, even as a American citizen from the United States, we have our own vision or what our thought of startup entrepreneurship is. The only way to understand what entrepreneurship is in various countries around the world is to actually go there. And I've been blessed and have an opportunity to be able to, you know, build the company on the road and go there and meet them. And so that's what we're doing. And so you can see here that, you know, I started in Jakarta, Indonesia. I landed there, and that was a great week. We had our event last week. Really fun. Met the founders there and our city leaders there, and it was amazing. So now we have we are in. I took the train to Bandung, and Bandung is roughly about 2.5-3 hours from Jakarta. And so it's like the equivalent of like Seattle to Portland, or, you know, what, maybe New York, Philadelphia kind of thing. So you look at that. But yeah, and then you can see there, I'm going to go to the Philippines next week. Mm-hmm. I'll spend 5 days in Manila, the Philippines. And actually, that is where We've got some city leader meetings, and my goal is to leave that country after 5 days to be able to have a city leader in place there. You'll see then I take a trip. I go to Bali. We have had Founders Live Bali there. We will not have an event there, but that is a little more of a vacation for me in a sense that I'm going to go spend time in Bali, enjoy that, obviously be still meeting people there, but that's going to be a little more of a downtime for me. And then you'll see. Yeah, you know, I mean, look at that. And then Palang and Kinkaraya, that's the fifth city. Then I go to Palembang, which shoots over to, so that's Sumatra, I believe, the island. And then you have Pekanbaru there. And those, each one of these cities, there's going to be a gathering and an event. We're going to start, you know, showing them how to gather, do Founders Live the right way. Then I go to Batam, smaller city. I'm there for 3 days. And then I hit Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and then Bangkok, Thailand is the final stop. Each one of those cities is roughly a week. And man, it's just back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. And look at those last three cities. Those are going to, in addition to Manila, those last three cities are going to be new Founders Live cities as we expand in Southeast Asia. It's amazing. And thanks for bringing the apple seeds there. That's exciting to see those areas light up. We know that we've had, you know, a lot of interest from Singapore, especially an international business hub would be great to represent there. So, you know, as you're talking to founders, and mixing it up, are you getting a sense of like what the universal experiences are and what the differences may be for people in Indonesia specifically, or the city specifically, or even in the region? Like, how is it different for them, and how is it the same, or what bubbles up within all of that for you?
Well, you know, the thing that you pick up when you travel internationally and visiting different cities and cultures is there's just different norms. You know, there's different ways that cultures and communities go about things. And, you know, again, this is part of what I'm doing here is as a leader of a global organization, it's paramount that I am able to go understand what their culture and experience is. If we're going to make decisions, and obviously, you know, learning all the different countries and cultures, all of a sudden now, you know, it's going to, you know, once you learn that, then it's like, oh, shoot, you know, everyone does everything. They do things differently. And how do we unify everything? But having an understanding of that is just at least step one to have a full understanding of who our customer base is, who our base of users, our base of founders and entrepreneurs. If you just think about it that way. It's important that to learn that. What I've noticed here is that, you know, there's less. I don't know what the word is here. I don't know if it's structure, but you know, as we've been planning our events, they're a little more quickly or thrown together in some ways. Like, hey, we're just going to kind of do it this day versus, you know, when you look at the United States, like this Nashville event's been planned for 2.5-3 months. You know, there's been an Eventbrite page, people are signing up, all that. What we notice in other parts of the world is like a message thrown, you know, through a WhatsApp group that has 1,000 people in it that's saying, hey, in 2 days, 3 days, we're going to gather and have an event. People, you know, pick up and show up, and that's kind of the norm, right? There's less of a forward planning. There's a little more, it's a little more immediate, or just kind of, you know, on the spur of the moment, in the sense that they can put together, they have WhatsApp groups and all these messaging groups that people learn about this information and can like chat and kind of take action on a much quicker basis. So I don't know if that makes sense, but just learning that, you know, United States, we deal with email, we deal with, you know, we get people to sign up on these lists, people are planning it on their schedule, on their calendar. I've noticed just other parts of the world operate differently.
Yeah, that's really cool, because you're really throwing an emphasis on, you know, listening to your core audience like in person and getting that firsthand experience throughout this trip. And we all, as founders, everybody who runs a good company knows that like paying attention to the customer's experience, or your internal staff as well. It's not just the customer, it's the people you're working with. So you're getting a good hands-on feel there. As at an entrepreneurial level, any challenges that are faced in this region or, you know, in this geo that might be different from what we have here, or like, what are they struggling with the most, do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, this is not different than the United States, but definitely, you know, capital and resources. And that's something that, you know, you could probably say it's universal. It's obviously what we're working towards and solving as we continue forward here, building Founders Live.
Yeah.
But, you know, specifically just, you know, there's not as many, especially seed and angel investment groups and opportunities. And just to get that first $50,000, $100,000 check, you know, and that's obviously a different amount of money here versus the United States, but just getting that first, you know, couple hundred thousand into the company to get it even functioning in a level that you can hire people, is not easy. And there's much less of the early stage early stage investors and groups that founders can go to just even get that first opportunity. So obviously I've heard that. Secondly, I think when you look at, you know, again, I don't know what it was like before the pandemic, but we're just now starting to see more events and gatherings and communities starting to pop back up to actually gather in person, network, meet, bounce off each other. When you bounce off each other, good things happen. And so, I'm not seeing a ton of that right now. And obviously now it's starting to come back. So that's one of the things that we want to be a part of is really spurring that activity. So I would say those are a few things, you know.
Well, that's kind of cool that, like, you know, there's some universality to that. And it's also cool in that, like, these are things that we at Founders Live are trying to, like, solve and bring some kind of answer to that, to founders everywhere, and that people here can be helped by that same stuff. All right. So one last question that's kind of like, you know, a lengthy question or whatever, long form answer. And then I'm going to hit you up with a couple quick ones. So, any lessons, Nick? Like, what's any big giant takeaway that you've taken, you've got so far? You're still early in the trip, but anything profound hitting you, or anything, you know, just shallow? Like, what's your lesson so far?
Yeah, there's a few of them for sure. And I know that doing something like this, again, look at that map. I mean, it's intense. I would say that if you can do something like this, do it. And the reason why is it will absolutely pull you out of your comfort zone. It'll push you to be very, very uncomfortable. And you it's not just you as a human being, but then you as a leader, you have to grow and you have to figure out ways. You got to survive, you know, you got to solve the daily, you know, what is the challenge up front today? And everything you take for granted, navigating your city, getting in your car, knowing where you're going, understanding basic things, language, what you're ordering, is all gone. And it actually makes you work and you improve yourself. You figure out new ways to actually go about your life. And that is a very, very positive thing. So that's number one, is you're going to get better. Number two is it actually really expands your view as a human being that, I was our Jakarta event, you know, they had a Q&A kind of like this with me. And I looked at them and said, you're no different than me. You all are no different than anyone else in the United States. You just maybe don't have as many resources and access to certain, you know, technologies, money, capital, whatever, opportunities. And that's obviously what Founders Live is working at. But you learn that everyone is the same, man. Like, what is this, you know, fighting and war? And I understand there's a lot deeper things going on there, but we're all the same. And I can say that as when you travel like this, you learn that and you come to really appreciate you know, the human struggle. And, you know, like I'm walking on the street and, you know, there's people all over, like just on the street selling their wares. And, you know, it can be very uncomfortable, but it's also like, that's their life. This is life. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really cool that you're doing it and freaking awesome. So here's some quick questions. What's the best part so far of your trip?
You know, the best part is, that's a good question. I would say the best part is to, you know, so in each city, I kind of find, I don't know, it's discovering, there's a few little places, like I end up, in Jakarta, I found this like rooftop bar that I ended up going to a few times, and I got to, like, the bartenders like were nice, and I ended up meeting the owner, and he actually studied in Seattle for like 4 years. And so, you know, establishing a bit of your kind of places that you frequent, like, you know, so there's actually this cool coffee shop bar that I found here in the neighborhood. And I've gone there a few afternoons, you know, kind of, you know, just the end of the day, and I sit and have a beer, and they have an outdoor deck, and it's peaceful. So finding it, you go from something that's totally different and random and like kind of scary because you're like, where am I? And you start actually getting your familiarity. That is a really, it's like an addictive thing that with travel, like you just want it. You love it when you get this like, oh, I went to this place yesterday. I had a beer. It was comfortable. I'm going to go do it again. You know,
I love that. Okay. Worst part. What's been tough?
Worst part is you feel constantly in confusion. And that is like such a shitty feeling. Like you literally like, I don't know. It's like there's a feeling of like, and it might be cortisol. Like the cortisol levels are like always high, and you're like, why do I? And then on the streets here, and again, this is just the way, dude. The motorcycles and the bikes, and it's like these streets are just like. Like, and it's loud, and there's no street lights really. There's actually no real, like when you come from the United States and you look at the street grid, there's typically like blocks that then have like a stop sign or a street light, traffic light, that then there is none here. So it's like the flow is just like, and the cars and the motorcycles, and you're just like, whoa. So I would say that the toughest part is you always feel very like the anxiety level and the cortisol is really high, and you just want to be like, God, I just want to like
baseline that you're not even this always consciously aware of, but there's these survival things. Like, I mean, for me, I'm always like, all right, you're in the middle of a city you've never been to. Where are you going to go to the bathroom even? Right. Like you got to map that stuff out, especially if you're not feeling well. Right. So, like those kinds of things. Cool. All right. Last thing is, how's the food?
The food is great. Yeah. Cool. I've been able to, I've gone out to dinner with our city leaders and our friends here a few times. Like, and you know, I make sure that I'm like, hey, take me to somewhere where you know, just take me somewhere. I want to taste like a nice plate that you feel that is, you know, authentic to Indonesia. And I've been able to taste some Indonesian food. And I've actually had some Javanese food, which when you look at all these islands, you know, Java, it's one of the islands there. And, you know, there's, you know, Javanese is actually people that come from Java. And, you know, I've had Javanese food already, and it's a unique, different food than you'd find in other islands of Indonesia. So the food's great. Yeah. Love it.
Awesome. Well, I think we're at the end of our segment. If there's anything else you want to add, we know you're going to Manila next. So good luck getting that thing going. So many entrepreneurs over there, so many islands, so many, you know, wonderful people. So I think you're going to be in good hands. And talk about food. I mean, you're going to have, you're all set up there.
Thanks, anything else you want to add? No, this is great. And hey, I just want everyone, you know, stay close. Feel free to reach out to me.
I got one more thing. Let's not forget, you are going to be, you know, doing some impromptu meetups throughout this trip. Whether, you know, we do these things for Founders Live members. If you're a member, Nick's going to bust out a message to the group and say, hey, I'm in this town. Come join me for a beer. It's not just like the usual online skull sessions that we might have. There'll be some of that, but wherever you are, wherever you travel, you can hook up with Nick Hughes if you're a member and bring people with you. So that's kind of a cool way to do it. Reach out to Nick, join a membership, founderslive.com. You can get a hookup there.